Right now, I am speaking to Bashiri, who's going to be one of the newest members of the 100K Club here at Dropship Lifestyle. I said this a little bit before we started, but congratulations again on breaking that threshold and building a store that, you know, is the goal, right? To not just do the work, but see something come from it. So, I've been asking everybody kind of the same questions, and one thing I'm curious about, and you kind of told me a little bit before we started recording, but when you first got started with this specific store, did you have any experience with any type of online business or e-commerce?
So I was doing TikTok dropshipping, trying to like kind of do product research and find smaller products to send on that platform, but just wasn't a fan of the amount of sales and volume that I needed to have any profits there. And currently just always testing products and things like that. So I saw your videos on YouTube and thought it was a really good idea to do higher ticket things, and you just laid a really good kind of platform to do that. So just started doing that.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And like we get questions all the time from people that kind of are doing the whole, you know, drop shipping from China thing. And they ask like, oh, do I need to, you know, build a new store? And I know you said you did, which I typically say is what you should do. But that definitely, do you think it was helpful? Like you had that Shopify experience at least with, you know, order processing and building the store. Did that help you when you first hit the ground running with this model?
Yeah, it definitely helped to just know my way around Shopify. Shopify is not complicated. I feel like anybody could go into it with zero experience. It's not that hard, but just having the mindset of getting sales online and things like that was definitely helpful. But I wasn't like a whiz. Like I started maybe a couple months before with the TikTok drop shipping. So it wasn't that like I was crazy about it.
Do you remember when you built this new store, the one you're running now, how long it took from actually going live to getting your first sale?
I think it wasn't that long, maybe like 2 to 3 weeks once the site was up and once the Google ads were running. But it took me like I took my time going through the course and really getting a site up that I wanted. So that took me quite a while.
And that's what I typically recommend too. Like, you know, people always want to go as fast as possible, which I get, but like you got to have that solid foundation so you can actually build on it and have things work once traffic does start coming. So I think that is the right move. And you said you started with this one, what, it was late last year or 22?
It was 22, so late December 22 is when I like first got the program and started working on the store. I think I launched in the last week of March, and I saw my first sales in like the first week of April. It's like the
Okay,
end of April, yeah.
cool. So you've been running for a decent amount of time now. One thing I've been asking everybody, like along that journey from when you were up and running and made that first sale to now, is there anything that maybe like stood out, any inflection points, anything that you think, you know, was helpful to you, maybe something you changed that might help somebody else that's a part of this group?
I think really researching your product and trying to really understand the niche that you have and like make ads that speak to them. Also, I added Facebook ads into my repertoire, so I started doing kind of like push marketing and really reaching out to them. So I think adding Facebook ads for more specific products that you know would work on Facebook that aren't really too high ticket would help a lot of people like kind of get that revenue up and get a lot of sales coming in, because I had a lot of sales that were like I had a few $1,000, $2,000 sales off of like higher items, and then I'd start pushing like $200, $300 items on Facebook, and I got a lot of revenue from that specifically.
Nice. I'm happy that, you know, you made that work too with like the whole direct response thing, because that, you know, it can be a challenge, especially for people just getting started. You know, not something we typically cover, but I'm curious, like with those ads that, you know, you have created and are creating with like the actual like image or video, are you making unique things for that? Are you using any experience you might have had from TikTok, or how are you creating those ads?
So for the most part, most of the suppliers will either have like kind of portals or things for their of course, depending on your niche, they'll have stuff for you to use. And a lot of them had like good pictures and videos that were either already ready to push on Facebook, or it's like I would just put it in Canva and like make a really simple little reel video of the images popping up and put like a price at the end. So it was pretty easy.
Awesome. Yeah, I think that's a good tip for anyone that might have products in that price range, like you were mentioning, like that, you know, 200 to 300. If they, in my opinion, you know, I always say like try to max out, get Google going, make sure you have, you know, consistent sales coming there. But then if you're looking to add more traffic channels, and you know, you have those assets from suppliers, why not, you know, put your own spin on it and give it a try because obviously, you know, you're making it work. So I think that's awesome. I'm going to see, you know, like I was saying, as I'm doing these calls, if anybody else is doing anything similar, definitely try to like connect you with them too, because really the group, the goal of this group is to have those conversations that aren't just like about, you know, doing the best with what's in the blueprint. Of course, that's very important. But what I love about this group and where it's been since it started like 2 months ago, trying to take things to the next level as well. So I think it's cool. You have that experience and you're doing something a bit unique as well. So yeah, that's awesome. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah, sure thing.
Cool. And yeah, just, I'll say, you know, we'll wrap this up and say congratulations again. Very happy to have you on board. Happy to have you as part of this group. And congratulations on the success thus far.
Well, awesome. Thanks so much. Appreciate it.
What's up, everybody? Anton Crayley here again, just hopping on to say I hope you got value and at the very least some motivation to build your own high-ticket dropshipping store with Dropship Lifestyle. If you did, be sure to subscribe to the podcast if you're not already, and please do leave a review. It means a lot and I read them all. Also, if you are a member of Dropship Lifestyle who has done over 100K in sales, you are eligible to join our 100K club for free. All you need to do is send an email to support@dropshiplifestyle.com and my team will let you know what to do. I'll post that information in this podcast description. And if for some reason you're listening and you are not yet a member of Dropship Lifestyle, I would definitely encourage you to register for a brand new free training that I am hosting at dropshipwebinar.com. Link for that will be in the description as well. And if you do want to use Shopify and get a very special deal for Dropship Lifestyle subscribers, I will also post a link to that in the description. So check that out. Thank you. I appreciate you. Stay motivated, keep working, and I will talk to you in the next episode of the Dropship Lifestyle Podcast. See everybody.